The timer is running. These people have 60 minutes to escape from a room they paid to be locked inside of.
It's a game where the clues are spread throughout the room, and there's no starting point. You start wherever you feel like, and it's up to you to put the clues together in order to find the key to get out.
This room, one of two offered by Timothy Smith's Escape Lounge, is designed to mimic the Oval Office in the White House. It features a presidential seal-embossed rug, an iconic desk, presidents' portraits, and other props. The fun part of Escape the Oval Office is that anything here could be a clue to solving the puzzle. This antique typewriter from the 1930s, or this vintage turntable that plays records, or this map of Washington, D.C. And then there are hidden messages that can only be seen under a black light. Sometimes the hotline rings.
Would you guys like a clue?
The game master monitors the progress on a camera and calls to offer hints as needed. Teams can be made up of co-workers, families, tourists, or a group of six friends and two strangers who just met before the game starts.
We had never been on any of the escape rooms before, and so it was a lot of fun. And I think that it was actually great that we didn't know each other, because it really forces you to have to learn how to work with one another.
It's estimated that there are about 600 escape room adventures across the country.
Okay.
When Smith opened the escape lounge a year ago, there were two others in the Washington area. Now there are 12 and growing. While each experience has different themes and settings, the formats are similar, and solving the puzzle requires social and physical engagement and quick creative thinking.
It was a little stressful. Some of the clues seemed really complex, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah, and we had no idea what to expect. None of us had ever done it before.
With 7 minutes left, the team finally found the key.
Get up at the door!
I was a little worried that we were not going to find all the clues and we weren't going to get out in time. So I was happy that we had finished.
Smith says the escape success rate is between 30 and 40%.
So it's pretty challenging. You know, Escape the Oval Office is not an easy game. I think this game is popular because it gives the individual a chance to be a detective or to be James Bond.
But Smith says, like most team sports, this game is really all about being a good teammate and having a good time. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.